rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. Well, with the huge news that broke yesterday of Pat Erkley coming out of retirement and being named the new head coach of the Rhinos, we will have the man himself, Pat Erkley, on for the entire second part of our show starting at 7 o'clock. If you have a question you'd like us to ask Pat, please drop me an email at questions@soccerisakickinthegrass.com, and we'll do our best to get your question out in front of Pat so we can talk to it. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Dick Howard to talk about, the retirement of David Beckham, and I still have tears in my eyes. And of course,
I don't.
Oh, be quiet. And I'm also, of course, going to preview the Champions League final on Saturday between Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. Michael Lewis will be on with us at 6:45, hopefully, for the U.S. Soccer Report. But let's not bring in the voice you just heard, diss my boy David Beckham, Mr. Sirianni.
As a disclaimer, I like David Beckham, I admire. He's a great sportsman, but my remark was because you're so supportive of him and Chelsea, and
you're wearing my Chelsea jersey tonight,
and he's in victory. Andrew is in victory mode today, but we are too in victory mode, okay? Because we got one of our favorite coaches and player and friend, Beck, at the helm of the Rhinos. I think the perception of what people of the move by the fans in general is going to be a positive one. No bad thing about Jesse, because I think Jesse did a great job for what how he saw the game and how he wanted to implement the game. Unfortunately, things didn't go good for him. But, coaches are hired to be fired. And if you don't believe me, look at the European...
Look at Roberto Di Matteo.
Yeah, look at the European thing. Look at how coaches, especially in Italy, they go from one team to another team, and then they go back to the same team, when things don't work out. So my thanks to Jesse, because he was very good to us and Soccer Kick in the Grass. And on the same token, I just want to welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass the guy that I know for a long time, ever since he was an 18-year-old kid that came to Rochester and made his fortune in Rochester. And he's got a beautiful wife and a beautiful family. And he's a very prominent citizen of the Rochester area.
It's going to be
my friend Pat Erkley.
And Pat's going to be with us at 7 o'clock tonight. And my opinion, like you said, the Rhinos fans have, a lot of them I don't think remember the Rochester Lancers era and what Charlie Schiano used to do about coaches. Exactly. He even coached the team himself. So, and he had the best winning percentage of any coach in Lancer history.
And if you don't believe him, ask him.
Just ask him. But it's true, and we'll talk about that with Pat at about 7 o'clock. Right now, let's bring Dick Howard on, our international correspondent, coming out a bit early tonight. And his appearance is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Match Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650 or go to topmatchmonogramming.com. U.S. men, U.S. women's national team are in action over Memorial Day week and the big 100th anniversary coming up on June the 2nd. So if you're going to those matches, you got to get your U.S. soccer gear. Custom-made, top-notch monogramming. Tony's going to be there. You can say hello to him. I'm sure he'll be down watching the men's national team against Belgium and Germany. So, again, if you go down there, tell him Soccer is a Kick in the Grass sent you, and you'll get a nice discount from Tony. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Great, guys. Lots of happening. Lots happening. Lots of movement, eh? Players and coaches.
I tell you, but you know, it's like just news just keeps happening and happening, and we were gonna, I'm sure, spend most of the show talking about Mr. Beckham, and then of course we have the big coaching change with the Rhinos and Pat Erkley coming out of retirement.
That's great. I wish Pat all the best. He's steeped in the game. He loves Rochester, and if he can repeat what he's done in the past, it'll be great for the Rhinos in the months ahead.
And, of course, he's a fellow Canadian, too. So
that's sure. Right.
You know, Dick, I think that the move is really an essential one as far as I understand it, because, everybody, all the soccer population in Rochester, they were not very happy with, the way that the boat was going. And they need a new captain, and now they got it. And I just wish Pat the very best, because victory, it's the only thing that counts when you're at the leader of a team, and you get judged by your achievement and not by, the ball hit the ground, the ball hit the post, or the ball didn't go in. We dominated the game. We did all these kind of things. The only thing that counts at the end of the day is either you win or you lose. Am I correct?
And we've seen that with, the likes of Jose Mourinho, one of the top coaches, or he reckons he is the best coach in the world, yeah. Given the exit by Real Madrid, and I'm sure, and are you hoping that he will end up with Chelsea? It looks, odds on, that's going to be the case. Is he going to be good when he comes a second time?
I think he will be. He's got all the pieces in place, and I think it's going to be another great one from the great one, Mr. Mourinho. He led Chelsea to a championship in the EPL. I'm sure that's what they want him to do. But you got a feel for Rafa Benitez. He led Chelsea to the Europa League title. Chelsea is now in the unique position of being the Europa League champion and the Champions League champion for this week. No one's ever done that before. So, and then you look at Roberto Mancini getting fired. Ancelotti, even though he won the French title, may go to Real Madrid. Italy coaches go left and right. David Moyes going to Manchester United. So it's a revolving door, and we don't see that with the Rhinos. I think that's a big surprise.
It is funny with coaches, because even Mazzarri, the coach of Naples, he's calling it quits. Out of his own will, because he said a coach should never be in a team more than 4 or 5 years, and then you become stale, and then you cannot motivate the players anymore.
It's a good point, Joe, and also your point earlier about hired to be fired is so much the case, isn't it? You look at Sir Alex Ferguson, what he did, and his longevity with Manchester United was quite remarkable in the current era, where you're seeing some clubs going through two or three coaches in a season, never mind, going the whole season without people departing. And it's all, as you rightly mentioned, it's based on results. You've just got to get results, the win column, and especially in the competitive leagues in Europe, you're seeing a lot of movement this summer, and you will see a lot of coaches and some excellent coaches, but they just haven't been able to produce. They go to another club. AVB, goes from Chelsea to Tottenham Hotspur, and I think does an excellent job, Andy Villas-Boas. So you've got that situation of, with some clubs, there's a certain type of coach needed compared to other clubs, and I think the good transition is the one that's happened with Manchester United Football Club, because David Moyes has been very much a person who's talked to Sir Alex Ferguson over the years. He's sought his advice on many occasions. They have a great relationship, and I think it would be a very smooth transition for him moving from Everton to Manchester United.
Well, see, the other thing, that, Dick, is that changes are made because, you know, clubs are in the business of making money. They're not in the business of having a team. Mm-hmm. They have a team, but they got to make money. And such is the case in Rochester, unfortunately to say. I mean, we went from, you know, the sublime that 11,000-12,000 people in the stadium, a lot of euphoria, a lot of support. And then little by little, you know, we went down and down and down. And now if you look at the truth figures, of the people that you see in the stadium, and you know, it's discouraging. Then yeah. when you talk to the people, the aficionado of the game, they say, "I'm not going over there. I'm not going there anymore." Mm-hmm. You know, that's the perception.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And that's
Joe.
What the Fed's got to work on and to change
the
perception.
It's a good point, and it's happening here in Toronto with the Toronto FC. You know, they're having a horrendous start to the season. 1 win out of 11, lost again. Weekend 1-0. You know. Game, maybe they could have got a tie out of it, but the fans are staying away. You know, they announced it at 16,000 and change, but it was probably close to 13,000-14,000 compared to when they started in the league. They were, you know, full house, standing room only. So it's being felt here in Toronto, and they've started getting some results, otherwise it'll go even lower.
I'm hoping to be at the game on the 1st between Philadelphia Union and Toronto FC when I'm up there for the U.S. and women's national team against Canada. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, if Eric Nash, my good buddy down in Philly, is listening, I think you owe me some food because Chelsea finished ahead of Tottenham in the standings. But let's talk about
Chelsea beat Everton the weekend as well, Andrew.
Yeah, so it was, well, you know what? People in the EPL better watch out, because if Fernando Torres is finally coming out of that slump, Chelsea's going to be very, very hard to beat next year with him in form. But let's put that aside. I want to talk about David Beckham, because there's been a lot of talk. Matter of fact, even here in Rochester on the morning news today, they talked about David Beckham. And, of course, it gravitated to why and what happened when he left the pitch, and the fact that he was in tears, sobbing, because he knew it was his last game. He's not going to play in PSG's final game on Saturday. It's probably a well-known fact, but I think that it's just it shows that people don't understand about what this man feels about this game and what the fans feel about him. This is the most popular athlete in the world, hanging up his boots at the top of his game. He won the championship with PSG. There was a packed house, and they did this trophy ceremony afterwards. I watched the whole thing, and he is an absolute class act. And Dave Sarkin has said that many times in our show. You never find a harder working player than David Beckham, and he's going to be missed, Dick. And I just wish I'd had the chance to see him play in person. I just never, unless they have some memorial tribute games or retirement games, which I think will happen in this country. You'll see him play here maybe one more time or twice. But the guy has meant so much to this sport. He changed the face of the sport, really, in his time, because he opened it up for so many different countries, just like Pelé did back in the day.
Yeah, good comparison.
Are you comparing him to Pelé?
I am.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a good comparison, but you're quite right.
He's a global superstar.
Well, I'm not comparing him as a player. Pelé is a much better player than David Beckham. I'm sure Bex would even say it himself. But his influence on the game in this country, when he came to the United States, MLS became a worldwide.
I'm not denying that.
And that's what he meant to the game. His jersey with the Galaxy sold more than any other jersey in the world. And he brought the MLS. People started paying attention to it because of David Beckham. Look at the crowd. Dick, look at the crowds he drew when he played here. 60,000 in Montreal. The crowds he drew in Toronto and all over MLS. They came to see him. And what can you say?
Well, I can only say this. We thank David Beckham for all that he's done for United States soccer, because you are correct. But someone else is going to have to step up and continue, or because that's what soccer is all about. You know, there is going to be many other players, I'm sure, that are going to wear their jersey, and they're going to stimulate the interest much like Mr. Beckham has said.
It's going to be a long time.
I just hope that you are not going to be heartbroken when you don't see him on the field anymore.
It's going to be very hard to replicate. What are your thoughts, Dick? You've had a chance to see him play, I know. So
I like to pick an Andrew.
Very hard to replicate what he has done, and it's quite remarkable, as you say, when you look at the business of sports. Whether he's wearing briefs or selling shirts, you know, David Beckham was a brand, and the Beckham brand, it was, you know, is tremendous the way he was marketed. But he has been such a fabulous ambassador for the game, not only in England but globally. And the way he conducts himself, I think it's quite remarkable. And there'll be thousands of young girls. I remember talking about David Beckham coming to play in Toronto, and the girls said, "Oh, what great eye candy." And I thought, you know, well, this is, yeah, some people are going to see his skills, but also going to see an attractive young man, you know, showing people how he can play the game. And you mentioned right off the top, his work ethic was bar none, you know, and Sir Alex Ferguson was always very much one for mentioning that Beckham would always stay behind after training. Those free kicks just didn't happen. He would practice and train and be, you know, at the top of his fitness, and that's why he's able to play so long. And he always wanted to leave at the top, and that's what he's doing. And what better way than the way he did it with PSG?
I think it's going to be maybe another generation before we see a player like that. I mean, you have a great Messi. I mean, but Messi, I don't think has that. He doesn't have that charisma
that Pelé
and Beckham had. And he also doesn't speak English, which doesn't matter.
That's what I was going to say. That having a master of the English language for Beckham in Europe, in England, in the United States, those were tremendous assets for him. In order to market what he did, having a beautiful wife, certainly as famous as he was, you know, help things around too. So, a lot of money's been made by Beckham. A lot of things have been said about him.
Yeah, and he will remain in the game. You know, whether he's purchasing a team, but he will be very much involved in the game, even though he's not on the field. But off the field, we're still going to see a lot of David Beckham in the years ahead, and. I just wish him all the best because, as you rightly mentioned, a class act and a person who has done so much for the game. And he's not, as you rightly mentioned, not one of the greats, but he was a very good professional player and he had assets that spanned the globe, as you say. He was a global superstar.
And the other thing he was, Dick, was a leader. And that's, I think, the other main difference between Pelé and Beckham. Pelé was not a leader. He was a scorer. He was a brilliant, brilliant soccer player. But he was never captain of Brazil. It was either Carlos Alberto or Nilton Santos or guys who were they were the rocks of Brazil. Pelé did his job. He scored goals. He scored more than any player in the history of the game. Beckham was a leader that people looked up to, and he showed that wherever he played. And I think that's another thing that you can watch how he played and what he did to lead the team. I know you're shaking your head, but you know two different kinds of players.
There's been many players who are in their own country and in the world stage have led Beckenbauer. How can you forget Beckenbauer? How can you forget Quinalha? How can you forget those people?
But
if it wasn't for those guys, soccer would not be where it is today. Those were the pioneers.
Yeah.
Dick can tell you, we used to go places where, you know, no one has been before, just like they say. And we made soccer. We paved the way. So now, you know, you're right about Beckham. I'm not... But there's a lot of other people that really have built American soccer, not just him. He's had a big impact.
Well, he changed the face of MLS. Before he came along, MLS did not have the name players. Very, very, very few of them. I mean, Valderrama was probably the most visible player. But
He appealed to all aspects of society, didn't he? It wasn't just the players, but he encompassed everything, the business of Beckham. And say 10 league titles, the only English player to win championships in four countries, over 500 top flight games, 19 trophies. He got everything, and to leave at the top, I think, is what he always wanted to do. And the rumor now going around England is it could well be in the months ahead Sir David Beckham, that he well could be knighted for his contributions to the game. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be a fitting conclusion to his playing career. And then, of course, the rumors in this country, which I think are true, is that he has the opportunity to own an MLS franchise. And mm-hmm. I think the fine people of Florida might be the ones to benefit, because it's not going to be in New York, because that's going to be Manchester City probably. And I don't think he'll take over the Galaxy. I think it probably will be, you know, maybe Miami, because Miami is a big fashion area where certainly his wife would benefit, or maybe Orlando, which is where a lot of English people live.
Orlando's probably the place.
So, but, Dick, before we let you go, the Champions League final on Saturday, two German teams playing at Wembley. Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich. Bayern, I think, is the clear favorite, but Dortmund, I think, could pull off an upset if the cards play right.
It's going to be a classic battle. They know each other so well. There's a good rivalry between the two. And you've got this remarkable situation if he's fit and played. Mario Götze, playing for Borussia Dortmund, he's already been sold for $40 million to Bayern Munich, and he'll be playing for them next season. So you've got a very unique situation there. It's going to be a very close game, a dramatic game, but you think that in the end that Bayern, they just have so few weaknesses, could just edge out a very well-coached team from Borussia Dortmund.
Well, I'm going to be listening or watching the game and savoring every last moment until a new champion is crowned. But for now, Chelsea are still the champions of Europe, so I can revel in that.
Congratulations, Andrew. Get out the champagne.
Okay, Dick, thanks again, and we'll be talking to you in a couple weeks because our Memorial Day show will be taped, but we'll talk about the U.S.-Canada match. Hopefully we'll all be there in Toronto to watch it together.
Look forward to seeing you guys.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye for now.
Bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis down in New York with the U.S. Soccer Report, some big news with the Red Bulls, and, of course, that special team, once again, we'll talk about Chelsea. They're going to be in New York on Saturday playing Manchester City at Yankee Stadium. We'll see what
team. Mancini won't be there, so
we're not going. Neither will John Terry, but the game's going to happen anyway. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash finished their early season homestand on Friday, May 24th at Salem Stadium against the Chicago Red Stars. The action kicks off at 7.05 p.m. It's Flashback Friday with a chance to win jerseys and mementos from the last three championship seasons, including items autographed by Marta and Alex Morgan. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Kusha Kush. It's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos open play in the 100th U.S. Open Cup tomorrow night, May 21st, at Salem Stadium against GPS Portland Phoenix with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We're doing away with the normal intro tonight so we can get Michael Lewis right on the show. So he actually just got done covering the event he was covering. So let's bring in Michael Lewis now. His appearance, of course, brought to you this and every week by Salins. Premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. And Michael, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, Andrew, how are you?
Good. And Mr. Sirianni is here as well.
How are you, Mike?
Okay, Joe, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. And how about you? Tell us how you are.
I'm doing okay. I'm interesting result, but maybe not the greatest of games yesterday at Red Bull Arena, but I... didn't hear about the Red Bulls wanting to get back to 3 points.
Well, it was a very exciting ending. Tim Cahill certainly doing his job as the designated player. He scored the game-winning goal against the Galaxy, and the Red Bulls are now unbeaten in six, I believe, and they're up to number two in the MLS power rankings behind FC Dallas. So a good turnaround for the Red Bulls, and what a goal by Henry during midweek.
You know, the thing about the Red Bulls is, and the thing about their coach, rookie head coach, Mike Pecky, he learned very, very quickly, it's not about how pretty you are and what system you want to use, but getting the 3 points at the end of the day. Henri, yes, he can score some pretty goals, no doubt about it. The bicycle kick deserved goal of the week. Saying all of that, Tim Cahill, who had gone through something like 20, 21 games in a row without scoring a goal in MLS competition, has scored four in the last five games. And just as important is the fact that he has scored three of those goals, game winners, in the 80th, 89th, and 1 minute into stoppage time. That is very impressive.
To say the least, and... Of course, you know, I think that good players, they have a keen and they have the extra stamina, and they have the vision of the game to bring it to a conclusion. But I just want to ask you a question, Mike. You've been covering soccer for a long, long time, and you mentioned a little while ago about system. Do you really think that once the players of a caliber that we have in the MLS, once they go on the field, they say, okay, now we're going to play the 4-4-2 or the 4-5-1, whatever they... And once you're on the field, everything goes. I mean, you just got to run, you got to control the ball, you got to do what it is, you got to have a vision for the game. I mean, if you say that you're a midfielder, you know, just like they teach in school in the old days, you say you're a defender, you're going to go up to the half line and you don't go forward. I mean, what is your opinion about that, about systems?
You know, I guess the system is most important, I think, on defense more than anything else. obviously you want your back line to keep its shape. So you're talking about usually using four players back there. When you're attacking, I think you have to look at everyone as part of the attack. I think the outside defend, particularly the outside defenders, you know, the flank defenders, will see their opportunity and they'll move forward. But I think if anything, the system is all about more defending than attacking, because, you know, you don't want to have players out of position on that, particularly the back line. I agree with you. I think sometimes too much is made out of tactics and whatnot. Don't get me wrong. They're very, very important. But I think there are some writers out there that like to pontificate and too much about the systems. It's all about what happens on the field.
That's right, and the Red Bulls certainly doing their job right now. They're at 24 points, top of the Eastern Conference. And on the ladies' side, Sky Blue has moved to the top of the NWSL, beating both Portland and Seattle on the road this week. So the only team that Sky Blue has lost to is the Western New York Flash. And, of course, Flash in action on Friday against the Chicago Red Stars. So that's a good for New York soccer right now. Things are going very well.
I don't think anyone really expected Sky Blue to have this type of a record or come away with 6 points from a pair of West Coast matches. Any team coming away with 6 points going to the West Coast in any pro soccer league in this country, it's quite an accomplishment. It's funny, when Sky Blue was being put together this year, Jim Gabaro was top-heavy in goalkeepers and defenders, and he said, "Don't worry, we'll get our attacking players." And he is, you know, obviously knew how to build this team, and it's working so far. Like I said, a pleasant surprise.
Mike, just tell me, you know, just to switch a little bit to the other team in New York, the Cosmo. What? Tell us a little bit about that.
They're still, you know, obviously they're going to play. Start playing in August. They're supposed to be starting practice with maybe as early as within 2 weeks. They're scheduled to play in a charity game in New Britain, Connecticut. They still have not signed a player that anyone is familiar with that you might, you know, turn your head around and go, "Oh yeah, I'm familiar with him." I'm not saying they're going to or they have to sign a big name player, but I still think they're looking for a experienced foreign player. Let's put it that way.
Right. I mean, for the fans certainly in Rochester and in New York know Carlos Mendez, because he played for the Red Bulls, of course, played for the Rhinos too. So he's going to be one of the key guys for the Cosmos. But Michael, the biggest soccer event though coming up in New York this weekend is going to be my boys Chelsea coming to America once again at Yankee Stadium to take on the Roberto Mancini less Manchester City, battle of number 2 and 3 in the EPL this year. So I'm sure they're going to be expecting a huge crowd at Yankee Stadium with all those great Chelsea fans in the house.
Yeah, as exhibition games go, outside of having the FA Cup champion and the Premier League champion playing, that's as good as it's going to get. It'll be interesting to see how many of the first team players are going to be playing in those games, because it's right after the season. If this was played in August, perhaps maybe they, you know, it's more preparing for the season instead of cooling down. But I'm looking forward to the game for an interesting reason. Believe it or not, I have not been in the new Yankee Stadium. I am a Yankee fan for a very long time, and how ironic that my first time in the new third edition of Yankee Stadium will be for a soccer game. So I'm definitely looking forward to that game.
Well, the Lancers opened up Yankee Stadium in the NASL, so there's a great connection there. So, Michael, enjoy the game on Saturday. I wish I could be there, but I'll be watching it on TV for sure, because the Rhinos will be on the internet and the Flash play on Friday, so that game will be broadcast on national television. It should be a great one. These two teams certainly do not like each other, so it's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be much of a friendly. I think it's going to be a very intense match. I think both teams are going to be out there to win.
And by the way, Mike, you know that the change that has occurred in Rochester, Pericles is back at the helm of the Rhinos. So
yes,
I don't know whether you heard it or not.
Yes, I'm very familiar with it. Obviously, I don't know the behind-the-scenes details, but when a team wins only one out of its first seven or eight games, a franchise with a storied history such as Rochester, I could understand why a change would be made to try to salvage a season at this juncture. And, you know, bringing in a veteran coach such as Pat Erkley, I think it's a smart move. We'll see how the team responds. An Open Cup game first?
Tomorrow night.
Okay, and then they got a league match. So it'll be interesting.
Then
we
got New England coming, you know, if we qualify.
If they win on Tuesday, then the Revolution will be coming here, which, by the way, we'll also talk to Pat about that one, because that's going to be a little strange with the MLS affiliate, our MS affiliate, playing against us in the Open Cup. So, well, Michael, thanks for being with us tonight. Really appreciate it, and good, have fun at Yankee Stadium when we bring you back after Memorial Day. You got to definitely tell us all about that, and also you're going to be at the 100th anniversary match with U.S. against Germany, correct?
At the moment, still no plans to be there, just because of some other plans that weekend.
Oh, well, I'll
might
you
change.
A lot of,
it might change.
I hope you get down there. It's going to be a big event, and of course, we'll be up in Canada watching the women against Canada up in Toronto. So, it's going to be a great weekend. But Michael, thanks so much. Have a good Memorial Day, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, enjoy the holiday, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the new head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, USL Hall of Famer Pat Erkley, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Western New York Flash finished their early season homestand on Friday, May 24th at Salem Stadium against the Chicago Red Stars. The action kicks off at 7.05 p.m. It's Flashback Friday with a chance to win jerseys and mementos from the last three championship seasons, including items autographed by Marta and Alex Morgan. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos open play in the 100th U.S. Open Cup tomorrow night, May 21st, at Salem Stadium against GPS Portland Phoenix with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. And without further ado, let's bring in the new head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, along with his current duties of president and COO. And I don't know what else. He'll be cooking the hot dogs, too. I don't know. But we're joined now by Pat Erkley. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos will be in action tomorrow night in the 100th U.S. Open Cup second round match against GPS Portland Phoenix. Kickoff is at 7:35. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Pat, good evening, and congratulations for being behind the bench once again.
Thank you very much. You know, I know you said new, but I feel a little old, too. The old coach.
Well, Pat, you know, I as we opened the program, I said that you are the guy that can change the perception. You are the guy that's going to have your hands full, the expectation of many. And I know that you have the idea and you have the means that you can change all that need to be changed as far as the game is concerned. Are you prepared for the challenge? Tell us a little bit about your thoughts.
Well, I mean, you know, we after the game, we kind of evaluated where we were, and you know, it's always a difficult decision when you're looking at the plan that you had as far as an overall organization and having to change it midstream because you don't believe it's working. You obviously want to try to make it work, but you know, we had to sit there and say, okay, well, in the process of trying to make this work, all of a sudden we may lose it altogether. So, you know, we sat there and said, okay, what do we need to do? And we felt it was important to make a change, and we knew that bringing in somebody new with the short amount of time that we have here in the window, we kind of felt that bringing somebody new and just wouldn't know the personnel and wouldn't know the environment to make that change. So, you know, we discussed my situation to at least try to correct the ship and make it work right. And, you know, we had a short window, like I said. I mean, Sunday morning, you know, usually the players get a day off, but we called them in so they could be in the stadium and practice a little bit. But then, you know, today was the second practice. So when you have such a short window, I mean, it's really tough to get days off when even though you deserve it. Well, that's another question whether they deserved it, but, you know, I thought they played hard Saturday. It's unfortunate that they didn't get at least a tie out of it. And but, you know, it's really bad for us to have to sit there and say we should get a tie out of a game against one of the front runners when we need to get a win. So when you start saying that, then you gotta evaluate and say, are we headed in the right direction? And I think that's what made our decision a lot easier.
Pat, where did the decision come from? Was it a group decision, or did it come right from Rob Clark?
No, pretty much it's a group. I mean, Rob basically said in the end, he goes, you know, this is what my feelings are. But in the end, you know, I'll respect whatever decision you make. And, you know, it was a group decision. We kind of sat there and said, look, as much as I, you know, feel that, you know, my main focus is the stadium, you know, I realize that, you know, part of the equation is the Rhinos. And if the Rhinos aren't healthy, then it hurts the overall pitcher. So I realized that, hey, you know what, if this needs to be righted and quickly, then it needs to come from somebody that at least been around the team. I can't really make changes to player personnel at this point. I can add, which, you know, I'm looking to do. But I, you know, it's going to be an add because of the injuries that we've had. It's something that I think Jesse was already looking into because we talked about it. So we have some people coming in, but here you go. I mean, with 5 games in 12 days, there's not a lot of practice days in there where you can actually see somebody. But we're going to do it. We're going to look at a few people, and if it makes sense for us to add, we're going to add. You know, somebody with a little speed that could get in behind the defense and stretch the opponents out a little bit for us, because right now I think that's tough with the personnel that we have.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm sure that you're going to do, it's to impose or suggest a new mentality on the team. I mean, you've been around for a long, long time. You're a motivator. You know how to talk to the player. You've been a player. You know what to do. So there's nothing taking away anything from Jesse. But I think that the change that has been made is going to be beneficial, not only to the brand itself, but to you, because you're a well-known person with the community, and you respect and the people are going to have a new perception, because you're local. You know, other people that come and go, and everybody knows your goals and your love for the game, and you're being, you know, the person that I know you are, you know, passionate and want to win kind of thing, and, you know, the approach.
No, and you know what? I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, you know me. So, I mean, you know, my wife was pushing me more than I was pushing myself. So the biggest part of this was that I had a buy-in from my family and my wife especially. I mean, we live, breathe, and eat soccer. And soccer's always been a big part of our lives. And, you know, when we first came back many, many years ago after I stopped playing, we didn't have a stadium here anymore. You know, we knew that we were coming back to this community and we might not ever be involved with soccer again. So once we had that opportunity to get back in, we took it right away and had the success we did. And here she is again saying, you know, Pat, as much as, you know, I know you're doing a lot of things with the stadium, and the reality of it is that the team needs you right now. So, I mean, she bought into it a lot sooner than I did. Of course, she said, okay, good luck after. She said, yes.
No, she's a very savvy soccer person, I'll tell you. She will make a heck of a good coach.
She learned well from her father.
I may have to take that resume.
Pat, we have to take a commercial break. Can you hold on through the break? We have some more questions we'd like to ask you, including some from the fans, okay?
All right, no problem. Thanks.
Okay, we'll be back with more from Rochester Rhinos President, COO, and Head Coach Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Coach Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
The Western New York Flash finished their early season homestand on Friday, May 24th at Salem Stadium against the Chicago Red Stars. The action kicks off at 7:05 p.m. It's Flashback Friday with a chance to win jerseys and mementos from the last three championship seasons, including items autographed by Marta and Alex Morgan. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Don Telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, don't telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father. You understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. At 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dental Doctor David Olivo of Gates. Number to call is 328-3382 to make an appointment. Or go to davidolivodmd.com. We also want to mention next week's show, Memorial Day, will be taped in advance. We're hoping to have some big-name guests from our national teams to join us, and maybe even a blast from the past as well. So be sure to listen in next Monday for our taped Memorial Day show. Back now with Pat Erkley. And Pat, we had a question from one of our listeners, and we're going to tie it in with another question I have. Is the question was, do you think that Bill, what impact do you think Bill Sedgwick leaving the team had on the performance this year? And my add-on is Georgios Kyriassis still the assistant coach of the team, or has there been a change made there as well?
No, I mean, at this point, George is, you know, helping me in regards to, you know, preparing for the games. I mean, he has an inside track on what's been going on in regards to the team over the last, since the beginning of the preseason. You know, as much as I might know the players, I was never really in the locker room day in and day out, so that's a little bit different. Last few days, there's a dynamic that's in there that, you know, that's a good dynamic. There's some parts to it that you got to make positive, and you know, he listened. That's the best part of coaching is listening, and people are willing to tell you exactly what's going on if you're willing to listen.
How about Bill Sedgwick?
Bill Sedgwick, you know, I think he was a big part. Did a great job from an assistant coaching standpoint, and also had a lot of tasks that I think certainly helped. But it nothing more than I had to do when I was coaching. So, I mean, you know, when I was coaching, I was pretty much doing those tasks and doing the coaching. And so Jesse was fortunate enough to have him there last year. And you know, we kept him really on that year. He wanted to go, but he was able to stay on with us. And it helped with the transition for Jesse especially, because the responsibilities that were asked of him, apparently Jesse didn't do any of them in Richmond. So it was good to have Billy here and ease his transition into the position.
Well, Pat, the tomorrow night is the U.S. Open Cup. The Rhinos will take on GPS Portland Phoenix. It has nothing to do with a GPS. It's a moniker for their soccer program. Nano Short, the former Rhino, is on that club. We don't know if he'll be playing or not. I believe he is coming, according to his Facebook page. But obviously, this is a big game for the Rhinos. We've never lost to a lower division team. This is the 100th U.S. Open Cup. It's certainly going to get a lot of media coverage, and the prize money is bigger this year. So tell us what you think about that. And another question we had is, you think we'll see some of the local guys, like, you know, Mike Reedy has certainly played very well, Josh Faga, the other local product. I'm sure the fans want to see him out there. And then we talked to you about this at the stadium Saturday. How did we get matched up with New England when they're our affiliate? There certainly seems to be maybe some sort of conflict of interest there, and that's happened also with D.C. United and Richmond, the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fortunately enough, we have a great relationship with New England, and they understand the predicament. I mean, initially, we both were portrayed that that wouldn't happen unless it was going to happen later in the later stages. But again, U.S. soccer does it, and we both understand whether you're in Europe or, you know, the FA Cup or Coppa Italia, you got players that you loan out to other teams, and eventually you end up playing against them. So it's not horrible for us. It's disappointing in a sense that it did happen in the first round that they come in. We would have preferred not having to compete against each other. But the issues, whether we're playing against them or are not playing against them, is that if none of these players play, then they're not cup tied and they could actually play for New England if they move on. You know, so we're communicating in a positive way with New England in regards to, okay, look, these are the guys that essentially we feel need to play for us, and if there's a need for other guys, then, you know, we're going to have to use them, and they're fully on board with that. On the other hand, I haven't heard concretely, but I heard that DC United took a different approach, and I think it has to do basically with the fact that they're not doing as well in their league, so their focus is the cup. So, you know, they basically, from my understanding, may be pulling their players for the cup.
Wow.
And New England isn't. So New England's working with us, and I appreciate that. It was something that we talked about when we did this agreement. But on the other hand, they're MLS players. They're not really New England. So, you know, essentially the MLS could say, hey, you know what, we need our players back. But that's not the, certainly not the case. I spoke with New England today. They wished us well. They're looking forward to coming here if in fact we win. And we're looking at the bigger picture, which is the relationship with them in the long run.
Pat, we gotta have to leave it there because we're running out of time. But
okay.
We'll be there tomorrow night, certainly. Thanks. With the Open Cup first match with against Portland Phoenix, and we wish you all the best in your return to coaching. We'll certainly be watching very closely, and we wish you all the best. Of course, Charleston on Saturday, we'll be watching that one on the internet. Thanks for being with us tonight. Really appreciate it.
And good luck
Thanks
tomorrow,
lot,
Pat.
Guys. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao. Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, Pat will be leading the Rhinos out tomorrow night against GPS Portland Phoenix in the second round of the U.S. Open Cup 100th anniversary. And the Rhinos in action again on Saturday at Charleston for a 7:30 kickoff on USL Live. The Western New York Flash, their last chance to see them for about 4 weeks is this Saturday against the Chicago Red Stars. Kickoff at 7:05. Abby Wambach, Kari Lloyd, the whole crew will be there. And it's Flashback Friday, you can have a chance to win in a raffle jerseys autographed by Alex Morgan and Marta. What a great present or great memento that would be. So again, 454-KICK to get your tickets for either one of those events. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Joe Lasky handling things down at WYSL. Thanks a lot, Joe. Be with us again next Monday for a Memorial Day show. We'll have information on that at facebook.com/radiosoccer on who our guests are going to be. Be with us then on Memorial Day, 6:30 at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe.
Buona notte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.